Blog Talk Radio.
Can you blow my whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together, and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby, here we go. And I'm betting you like girls, so give love to girls and stroke your little ego. I bet you I'm guilty, your honor. That's just how we live in my genre. Who in the hell done paved the road wider? There's only one blow and one rider. I'm a damn shame, order more champagne. Pull a damn hamstring, trying to put it on ya. Let your lips spin back around, cover. Slow it down, baby, take a little longer.
Blow my whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby, here we go.
Okay, it's under control. Show me soprano, cause girl, you can handle. Baby, we start something, you come up in bar clothes. Girl, I'm new, so my Bugatti the same nose. Show me your perfect pitch, you got it, my banjo. Talented with your lips like you blew out a candle. So I'm music, know you can make it whistle with the music. Hope you ain't got no issues, you can do it. Even if it's no bitch, you never lose it.
Can you blow my whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby, here we go.
Controversial one, though, whatever you want me to, whatever you call me, because it depends on how you think. And I absolutely made absolutely no sense there, but I can't make any sense, and I don't have to make any sense. You know why? Because smart marks never make any sense. Do they make any sense? I don't make any sense. Do they make any sense? I don't know. Do you think they make any sense? I don't think they make any sense. Does God think they make any sense? I don't think they make any sense. Do you think they make any sense? Are you listening to me right now? Are you calling right now? Are you going to call? You going to call? We can answer. You ask me anything. You ask me anything you want to. If you're a smart mark, then don't call me. Don't call me. I'll cuss your ass out if you're a smart mark and you call me and try and cuss me out and try and tell me how to do my job and tell me how the rest of this works. You know why? Because you're probably fat and ugly, or you're probably a big, you don't know shit. Let's put it like that. All right, yeah. So, anyway, how's everybody enjoying this WWE Network so far? I know I am. I mean, I just got my Roku Stream device a couple days ago, and it's now on my television, and currently right now, WWE Superstars is on my TV on the WWE Network in crystal clear 1080p resolution HD, and I cannot ask for anything better. I'm absolutely loving this network. Now, I know they don't have, you know, as far as original shows go, I know they don't have a lot of stuff to watch, but guys, come on, you know, the network just got started, you know, so of course they're not going to have too many things to watch. But wait till, you know, 5 or 6 months pass, and then they have a shit ton of episodes to go back and watch the WWE Countdown, and then they're going to have Total Divas episodes. Then they're going to have WrestleMania Rewind, all that stuff, you know. I mean, the episodes have to pretty much air first before they will become available to watch. So, of course, you're not going to have much stuff in the original shows section to be able to watch, you know what I mean? Because, you know, like a friend of mine, good Mike Work, said, this network will get bigger and it's going to evolve and it's going to be one of the best things we've ever had as wrestling fans. All right? Now, let me get into something right quick. I want to throw a special congratulations out to, when I say ooh, you say oh. Yeah, I want to give them a special big congratulations on finally capturing the tag team titles this past Monday night. Big moment for them. I know 2 years in the making for them. They've been around since 2010. I know they worked really, really hard for it. You know, they come through from a long line of Samoan performers. And this has to be a huge, huge, huge moment for them. I know their dad, Rikishi, is looking at them, smiling, probably with tears in his eyes. It's got to be big for them, you know. And I want every smart mark who's listening to me right now, or anybody who does that, explain this to me. Can you please explain to me again how the WWE is burying the Usos? Oh, you can't, can you? Because look what happened on Monday. Yeah, they buried them by giving them the tag team titles. That's really fucked up, isn't it? But anyway, I also want to say that this Monday night's Raw television taping will be right here in Memphis, Tennessee, and I have a third row seat. I will be there in person to witness the show. I'm sure it's going to be awesome. You know, Hulk Hogan is scheduled to be there, and my hero, my idol, my biggest influence that professional wrestling has ever given me, The Undertaker, will be there, and I will get to see him. Can you believe it? For a second time in a year, I never ever thought that would happen again. That is crazy. I never thought I would see him again after seeing him in an old school Raw last year. And I'm looking at Ryback on the television right now talking about the WWE Network. I don't know if you guys can hear this. Yeah. Thanks, Ryback. Anyway, sorry. I'm just really obsessed with this WWE Network, and the one show I really can't wait for, I mean, you know, I know reality shows are really, really crappy nowadays, you know what I mean, and I can understand that, you know what I mean, we have way too many reality shows, they're so over the top, it's so ridiculous, it's to a point where it's not reality at all, man, it's like Mike Work said and a few other friends of mine, and my sister, it's not reality at all, it's staged nonsense, because they're just too crazy, they're too over the top, and it's like none of this. It's like nobody is that stupid. All the crap that you see on these shows is too dumb. It's crazy. So, can you believe that? But anyway, I am looking forward to seeing this Legends House. And I do honestly watch a little bit of Total Divas. You know what I mean? Do I watch it every week? No. Do I watch some episodes? Yes. But the reason I do watch the old Divas is because, you know, hey, I'm a wrestling fan, and I do like to see what the wrestlers are like, you know, when they're, you know, on the road and stuff like that. Then again, you know, I will say this, like, I don't mind some reality shows, you know what I mean? Because some reality shows, to me, are enjoyable. You know, the ones that have a purpose and, you know, don't set a stupid example for society. like Jersey Shore and Teen Mom. Hang on a second. Dusty Rhodes is on TV right now. Now, let me hear this right now, if you will. I actually like this segment right here, where he shows up after pulling at this girl's home, and he's gonna fix her. He's gonna fix a toilet seat right now, if you will. Ooh, Lord. I'm sorry, guys. I'm just really distracted with this. Dusty Rhodes, I got to tell you. Dusty Rhodes, the legendary Dusty Rhodes. One of the best stick men in the business. He know he do how to do his thing, and he can still do his thing. Guys, yeah, this is just so funny right here. He's fixing the toilet, and he's sweating for some reason. And he was the son of a plumber. You guys got to remember that. No more Drano, if you will. So y'all loves me. I know, hope y'all loves y'all some Dusty Rhodes, if you will. And, yeah, I know I'm talking like him right now. But my point is, if you will, Dusty Rhodes was and still is to this day one of the best talkers ever in this business, if you will. Woo! Now it's finally over, if you will. Now I'll talk to y'all right now. Anyway, whew, Lord have mercy. Whew, man. All right. But, what was I talking about? Fuck, I can't even remember what the hell I was talking about, guys. Yeah, I know, it's funny, isn't it? But, this has to be, you know, like, oh, yeah, WWE Monday Night Raw in Memphis. Of course, yes. I have tickets to the show this Monday night. I have a third row seat, and it's definitely gonna be, you know, a night. It's definitely gonna be a night for me to remember. So, honestly, you know, really, you know, can't wait for it. But, what was I gonna say? Man. But, yeah, something, like I said, I never ever thought I would ever get to see Undertaker, you know, again, you know, as a second time. You know, this has to be, like, this is going to be one of the biggest times of my life, definitely. So, I'm really looking forward to it. And if you guys have me on Facebook, I will take a picture from my seat and I'll post it on Facebook before the show begins. And, now what's going to happen, now what the matches are, what the dark match main event is, I can't even remember what the hell it is. I just know it features Batista and it features John Cena. That's all I know. But I'm going to tell you, and no, it does not feature CM Punk, you assholes. Get the fuck over it. But we are hot and we are on the road to WrestleMania. I hope you guys know and realize that. The WWE is getting hotter and hotter each and every week. I'm not saying what they're doing is the best. I'm just saying it's a hot time. This is the hot time in professional wrestling where everything starts getting crazy, you know. The 30s really got to step the game up. I'm not sure what they're doing or how they're going to do it, but I'm hoping that it's all going to work out before, you know, WrestleMania. So, but do we have anybody on that's listening to this that's going to WrestleMania? I know Curtis Boylan is going to WrestleMania, which that'll be awesome. I know he's going to have a great time in New Orleans. But, now me, on the other hand, I know I'll eventually get to attend a WrestleMania, so I'm just praying like crazy, you know, because I really want to, you know. It'd be cool to be able to go to my first WrestleMania. I've already been to a pay-per-view to have the pay-per-view, just to have the pay-per-view experience. Now I want to get the pay-per-view WrestleMania experience. And if any of you are going to be watching this live on the WWE Network like I will, hopefully the WWE is going to make it worth the $10 that we pay every single month for this. I really hope the WWE, you know, gives us a great show. Because the $10 we pay, that's like, you know, and with the six-month commitment, that's like $60, you know, every 6 months right there. So I'm hoping, you know, it's going to be worth it right there. I was hoping it was going to be worth it. I was just saying it that way because I don't want to jumble up my words. I don't want to say too much because I'll start jumbling up. Then when I start jumbling up, I'll start sounding stupid and shit for you. But, man, just a lot going on. A lot going on as far as professional wrestling is concerned. Wait, hang on. Gotta sip my vanilla Coke. I haven't had a vanilla Coke in a long time. Vanilla with Coke. Love that shit. Might not ever have to order a root beer float again. Now, I know some of you are asking, Cliff, hurry the fuck up and drink your Coke. Why are you drinking Coke online or on the air? Well, the same reason I call each and every one of you dumbass, smart, my fat, pathetic, unshaven virgins. Simply because I can. And because here, on this show, I make the rules. On this show, if you're going to state an opinion, you better be ready to back your opinion up. On this show, you cannot use freedom of speech. That does not work. I don't give a fuck if you hate it or not. I'm going to take a chill pill for a second. So, in the meantime, let's see if you guys can hear this.
Blow up and kill this man.
So anyway, guys. Oh, man, this song was funny, wasn't it? Don't break my heart, my eggy, breaky heart. Okay, we have a phone call. Caller, you're on the air. Caller, you're on the air.
Is this Chris Fleming?
This is he. Who is this?
This is the person that's saying, congratulations, you won some tickets to SummerSlam.
I won tickets to SummerSlam, really. That's awesome. Where do I get them? From the
No, it was just something I was listening to today about this radio station was prank calling this lady. It was just so funny. It went something like that, but they kept on calling her and calling her. And
yeah.
They were just admitted it was just a prank by her husband.
Oh, boy. Wow, would kill that guy.
It's on the groove if you want to listen to it.
Oh, man, I definitely need to. I think that would help. Man, that would just...
Here
be,
I am waiting.
Back to the Maroon 5. Sorry.
So, what's going on?
Man, I am prepping myself for Raw this upcoming Monday night, which I will be in attendance at.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
FedEx Forum, hometown, for the first time ever. I haven't been to see a show in my hometown in over... Well, actually, I have not been to see a show in my hometown since 2002, so this will be very nice. And this is Jerry the King Lawler country, so it should be good.
Right. He'll probably try to make lights. I wonder if he's going to be in the match or something.
He'll get some type of warm welcome or some type of little spotlight on him during the show, I'm sure. He had a little spotlight on him the last time with Santino coming out there doing a terrible Elvis impersonation.
Or something. Did they already mention what the matches that's going to happen down there?
Jesus. I can't remember what. I think it's a 6-man tag, and it involves Daniel Bryan, Batista, and John Cena. But I doubt.
Yeah, that,
I doubt.
Yeah, you're right. It probably ain't going to happen.
It probably will.
Yeah,
they have to make some changes to it.
Yeah, the same thing they said about the one that was supposed to happen here on SmackDown. I guess they supposed to have Daniel Bryan, Big Show, and I think it was CM Punk or something like that versus the, like, Bray Wyatt and...
Wyatt family.
I think it was Bray Wyatt the Shield or something like that. But didn't happen.
Well, since Batista finally... went heel, that I think, you know, a lot of people really thought that he should do, since they're going to have to, you know, make some changes because, you know, I doubt he's going to be on the babyface team Monday. So
because they was thinking about, I guess they wanted to do that earlier, but they decided just to do it on SmackDown last week. Like, I was there at the show, and it was just like, yeah, I was there at the show last week, and I was just like, oh, so they want to do it, like, right now. Would have been better if they would have did it early, but I guess they had too much stuff going on with the Green Bay show.
Well, the closest thing I've seen to being inside the arena before the show was the pre-show and the post-show. So, but then, the WWE Network offers a lot of that stuff still. But I have no idea what I'm watching right now. I guess this is this week in WWE that's on right now.
But so I know they had NXT on earlier today, and I missed that.
Yeah, I can go back and watch that.
I'll probably just watch it in the morning or something.
You watch anytime. I got a day off tomorrow. I can watch this shit. I've had a busy week at work. I did I did one day shift and a night shift both in the same day.
Oh, wow. A double.
And you know, the FedEx World Hub, you know how they work, don't you? Shit. Fuck. My body hurts. But, you want to give a shout out to any of these smart marks out there that can't stand the shit that the WWE is doing right now and complain about everything before we go off?
Well, if anybody want to listen to this past Monday show, we did have Clinton on the air. And if y'all want to go revisit that, check the episode out on the WFSO Radio Network. And you also can download all these shows, including this one, on iTunes as well. But that interview I had with Clinton, it was just something else.
All right, guys. Anyways, thanks for listening. thanks for all the crap. And let me warn you about Mr. Clinton. He insulted my friends. I'll just leave it at that. But anyway, thanks, people, for listening. Thank you for calling in. Let's go and enjoy the WWE Network. I'm going to sit on my ass and sleep. This is going off the air. Well, actually, we're going over right now, but this will also be some exclusive content for every last one of you that are listening. So if you're going to bother to listen to it, what I hope you do, but if you don't, then I don't care because nobody listens to me anyway. But thank you. Yeah, I know. But thank you. I appreciate it. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Peace out.
Peace out.